You are listening to an encore presentation of Lifeline's Transitions, originally aired on March 10th, 2014.
And if I had a boat,
welcome everybody.
I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat.
Oh yeah, we're live.
And we could all together go out on the ocean. Set me up on my pony, on my boat.
Yep, you've got Lifelines here with Seashell, a.k.a. the Liveaboard. And today I'm kind of winging it. It's been a while since I was live. It's been a while since I've been in the studio, that being because a lot of changes are happening, and in the studio it's now becoming a TV station proper, as well as a radio station. The old green curtain has been taken down and the wall has been painted. It still smells a little like paint in here, so if I get a little loopy, it may be because of the fumes off-gassing into my brain. And, a lot of new equipment and some new gizmos and buttons, and it just seemed like for a while I was going to catch up on my archiving. But today we're going to go live, and partly it's because I'm kind of hoping there are some of the candidates for the upcoming election listening, and that they will call in to the studio. If you're listening, guys, 424 no, that's ha-ha butter. 310-510-7469. If you are a candidate for Avalon Elections and you would like to call in and ask for a song, and then tell us about your position briefly, we welcome you to do that. You can also stop in and talk to me live in person. Just stand in front of the window and wave, and I'll let you in. So there you go. So I had to pick a topic today, and transitions seemed like a good topic, although it's another one of those woo-woo topics that has lots of self-help stuff on Spotify. I'm sort of avoiding that at this point. But Avalon is going through some pretty big transitions right now. One of them is the weather. The weather's odd. It's summer. It's August. All of a sudden, it is March, but it's also August at the same time. We have really hot, relentless sun, and there's a little bit of a breeze kicking up now, but it's not a cooling breeze necessarily. So we've been enjoying that, and at the same time observing the strange phenomena that people are acting as if it's August. You know, the same behaviors that we see in August, the little wild partying. And perhaps that's because it's a relief from the cooler temps. Yeah, and people on the East Coast are laughing. Cooler temps, you know nothing about cooler temps. The other cool thing that's happening right now is a transition, which I noticed last year when I showed up, because it is about a year now since I've been here. And when I got here, I noticed these wonderful moths that are the size of maybe baby hummingbirds, although I've never seen a baby hummingbird. But I see one right now, and they look like little birds. You want to just pet them. But they're definitely moths, and I'm not really sure what they turn into. But they're just fuzzy and fat, and they are only here for a short time while certain plants bloom, and then they disappear again for a year. So they are back, and that's a good transition. So I'm going to give you some Beastie Boys transitions, which I found, and see if that plays for us. Here we go. Beastie Boys.
Bye.
That's Beastie Boys. And, transitions. Big rumbling, thundering ending. Okay, so we have Avalon. Avalon in winter form, and actually we're gearing up, as it's spring, we're gearing up for the summer, and there are so many things happening on this island. It's, well, we're kind of at one big construction site right now, but that's only because it's getting more and more and more bombastic. If you want to go see what's happening or what's going to happen in Avalon, go to the post office and check out the displays that the island company put up down there. See what's headed our direction and get in on the fun. And other than that, we have, speaking of fun, something coming up next Sunday. This is a disclaimer, it's my event. I'm still working with the Falconer and the Pest Bird Abatement Program, which has had some ups and downs because in the 3 months that we were gone, or the birds were not on the island, the gulls must have spread the rumor that it was free and clear because they came back with a vengeance. They came back on the buffet line that is called the Squid Trail. And then they stayed. And then they got great new food from the tourists. And so they seem to have no fear of the raptors now. So we're going to have to put the fear of raptor into them. At any rate, next Sunday, which is March 16th, at People's Park, which is the park across from City Hall. There's a little gazebo there, and at 2 p.m., we're going to have the birds there. Rocky will be there, I will be there, and we are going to introduce the birds and ourselves, explain what the Pest Bird Abatement Program is about, and field questions. There will be a little survey if you choose to take it. There will be some prizes if you choose to participate. There might be some cookies. I'm working on that. And it's just going to be a Q&A for locals mostly. It's not a cruise ship day, so if you can get out there, it's after church, you know. So please come out and ask the questions or make the comments that you've been dying to make but have not come forward yet. And just enjoy seeing the birds because they are beautiful and we want to make them more effective and more part of this community. And we need your help for that. So that's going out to all the locals who are interested in the raptors. 2 p.m., March 16, Sunday, People's Park Gazebo. Right on. Now I'm going to give you a little boating stuff because this is Lifelines after all. And Lifelines is about boating and also Avalon. And we have all the rowboats, Regina Spector, at this time.
Lockup, masterpieces serving maximum sentences. It's their own fault for being timeless. There's a price to pay and a consequence. Our galleries and museums. Here's a ticket. Welcome to the tombs. They're just public mausoleums. The living dead fill every room. First there's lights out, then there's lock up. Masterpieces serving maximum sentences. It's their own fault for being timeless. There's a price to pay and a consequence. All the galleries, the museums, they will stay there forever and a day. All the robots and the oil paintings, they keep trying to roll away, roll away. All the robots and the oil paintings, they keep trying to roll away, roll away.
That's Regina Spektor with All the Rowboats. Speaking of rowboats, I have a dinghy. It's an inflatable. It's an Avon. And it had a few mishaps this winter. It is commonly known that inflatable dinghies don't do well on the docks in the winter because the surge is so terrifically strong that they bash against bigger boats and they tend to get punctured. Mine actually got sabotaged. That was a drag. I had to go rescue it when somebody stole a piece out of it. And it deflated on one pontoon, and it started to sink, and it was deemed unseaworthy, which in fact it was, with only one pontoon, but it wasn't for lack of diligence on the part of its owner. So I fixed it, and then it was stolen, and then the line was cut, and on and on and on. So now I am borrowing a hard shell dinghy with a motor on it, and I hope that that will make my to and fro from the boat more, well, peaceful. Yep. Can come and go without having this saggy, soggy, flaccid dinghy. Because in the cold, you know, the air, I don't know, it shrinks. So then the pontoons shrink, and then you sit down on the bench and it just sags down to the waterline. It's very sad. So that's a transition, transitioning from an inflatable to something hard shell, and perhaps I'll break down and I'll actually get a hard shell dinghy at one point, but right now I'm just borrowing. I'm going to go next to another transition piece by a guy named Steve Lukather, and it's called Transition, from the album Transition. That must have been a big deal in his life when he named his album and his main composition Transition. Here it is. We'll be right back. that was Steve Lukather with Transition. And he had a lot of transitions in there. And Avalon's going through a transition. We hope that certainly this election coming up is going to be a smooth transition. We've got a bunch of people as candidates. And I was hoping that some of them would call today or maybe next week, Monday, and talk to us about what their positions are. Of course, they will be on TV March 20th. And if you are in town and you want to ask them questions, you should go to the City Council meeting on March 20th and ask your questions in person, because they will be answered, I'm sure. And if you want to ask them in advance, you can go online and do that. Try the city. I think it's on the City of Avalon website. But right now we've got some Kate Bush, them heavy people. And during this one, I'd like to invite those candidates to call me. Call me at 310-510-7469. And we'd love to talk to you. And now we're going to hear Kate Bush. This has been a public service announcement. To see, please don't feed the seagulls. Thank you. And on that topic, we have this bird thing coming up. And if we don't get it squared away by the end of April, all those seagulls are going to come back. So We're going to try to work very hard to make sure that the beaches are clear, that you don't get attacked by the seagulls when you're eating. That's a drag. People have all these stories. Oh, if you have stories about how your sandwich is pulled out of your mouth by a seagull while you were trying to eat it, please send them to office@onthewingfalconry.com. We're collecting those stories because so many people have them and they just tell us and then they're in thin air and we can't document how many there are because there are so many. So office@onthewingfalconry.com. And you can check out the website too. You can see pictures of Avalon, watch little trailer movies about the birds in Avalon. You might see yourself on the film. Who knows? And on the language of birds, we have Sting right now.
This is an underground river that none of us can see, and it flows through winding tunnels on its way to a tidal sea. And across that sea is an island, a paradise we are told, where the toils of life are forgotten and they call it the island of souls. For only a soul can go there, a soul that's been set free from the confines of our working life to find eternity. Our old man had a cage for his pigeons, but that's really where he kept his soul. And when he watched them fly, he would see himself. At least that's how it was told. But his soul was still trapped in the cage, son. Why the birds they soared to the sky? Well, he couldn't find his own way out, at least not till the day he died. Oh, man builds a cage with the tools he is given. His casket is sealed with a riveter's gun. His solitary madness is where he is driven. It was him who was trapped in the soul cage, son. It was him that was trapped in the soul cage. Ah, more than he loved you, but he hadn't the words. Be easier speaking the language of birds. For to speak of emotion, it just wasn't done. It was him that was trapped in the soul cage, son. It was him that was trapped in the soul cage. Our man builds a cage with the tools he is given. His casket is sealed with our riveter's gun. The solitary madness is where he is driven. It was him who was trapped in the soul cage, son. It was him who was trapped in the soul cage.
Sting, the language of birds. And this whole 2 hours is kind of an iPod head experience because I am winging it today, scriptless, thoughtless, in the hopes that somebody's going to call who's a candidate to an Avalon city position. We've got two mayoral candidates, one incumbent, and a bunch of city council hopefuls. So I emailed them and let them know I would be here. The number is 310-510-7469. If you happen to be standing near one right now, poke them in the ribs and tell them to call. You are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM.